going to call the Education Committee to order. You all received the meeting minutes from our previous meeting via email. If there are no additions or corrections to those minutes, they will stand approved as submitted. Seeing none, minutes are approved as submitted. Roll is being taken silently. All members who are not here will be excused until they arrive. And just for the benefit, Senator Zahn is here. He is present. Anyone else who is not here will be excused until they arrive. I'm so sorry. We have five bills on our agenda and some amendments to go with that. I think we have all of those distributed. Democrats would like to caucus in 116. Republicans will caucus in 22. We will be at ease. going to go ahead and get the Education Committee back in order and get our work here done in our final meeting of first funnel week. First up on the agenda before us is Senate File 304. Senator Carlin, do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our subcommittee of Carlin, Goodwin, and Quernbach served in the subcommittee with Senators Carlin and Goodwin voting for amendment and passage.
You're in order for opening comments, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The premise of this bill is real simple. We want to improve the minority composition of Iowa teachers. Presently, we have 25% of our student population are minority students, 2% of our teachers are. One way to move the ball on proficiency for our minority children are to give them an opportunity to be taught by minority teachers. It's been shown to be effective. That's the underlying purpose for it, so we had to figure out how we were going to do that. And we looked at the Teach Iowa Scholarship Program. Jillian brought this information to me. And what it does is it allows some scholarship money to prioritize the recruiting of minority teachers, and it raises that scholarship from $4,000 to $7,500 over a five-year period. That concludes my opening remarks.
Senator, there's an amendment.
Should have done the amendment first.
You're fine. You're in order for opening comments on the amendment.
The amendment's real simple. If you're going to benefit from this bill and apply for this bill, you have to go to a school with a minimum 10% minority composition. That's it. Go ahead.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Carlin, you're in order for closing.
I just move the amendment.
Thank you. Senator Carlin has moved the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Amendment passes. We are now back on the bill as amended. Is there further discussion? Senator Quernbach, you are in order.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to Senator Carlin and Goodwin, for bringing this bill forward. I think it's an important issue. I am, though, a little concerned that we need to review the language a little bit before we bring it up on the floor. I'm going to support the bill as amended. If you look at page one of the bill, going into the paragraph number two there, it says it refers to an Iowa resident or non-resident, all right? And then it gets into the priorities. First priority applicants seeking to renew their current awards. Okay, so people already in the program. It's a five-year program. We want to make sure we make good on our five-year promise. Then to applicants who are graduates of approved practitioner preparation programs, by academic year, et cetera. If you look in chapter 272, the approved practitioner programs are the ones that are approved by the State Board of Education. So we're talking about Iowa colleges here. And then after talking about the minority persons, you get down to the end and you say residents of Iowa. When you stack those priorities up, what you wind up doing is putting out-of-state students who have come to Iowa colleges above Iowa students who have gone out of state, gone up to Minnesota or Northwest Missouri State, wherever, who've gone out of state to college. And I'm not sure that that's what we really intend to do here. Like I say, I'm going to support the bill, but I think we need to think about that priority order and how it's phrased a little more carefully. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Quernbach. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Carlin, you're in order for closing comments on the bill as amended.
Okay. I'd just like to thank Jillian and the Chair, Madam Chair, for all the time and effort they put into this bill, and I heartily recommend its passage.
Senator Carlin has moved passage of Senate File 304 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The bill passes and will be placed on the calendar under Rule 40. Up next on the agenda is Senate File 430, so at this time I will relinquish the chair to Senator Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next bill is Senate File 430. Senator Sinclair, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do have a subcommittee report, and Senator Giddens, I failed to get your signature. But your subcommittee of myself, Senator Giddens, and Senator Rosenboom all recommend passage with an amendment.
Senator Sinclair, you are in order for opening comments on the amendment.
Thank you. Senate File 430 is a bill that divides students who are identified as limited English proficient into two categories and assigns a supplementary weighting to each level, similar to what we do with special education in identifying that more profound educational needs need additional funding. We're looking at the same thing with more profound needs related to English language development as needing additional weighting. And that would conclude my opening comments on the bill. There is an amendment, Senator.
Thank you. Are there any senators who would like to? I'm sorry. Did you give your opening comments on the amendment?
I gave my opening comments on the bill. I'm now ready to do opening on the amendment.
Yes, you are in order for opening comments on the amendment, then.
Thank you. Senate File 430, the amendment to this changes the 0.3 to 0.26, and it changes the 0.25 to 0.21. We did this so that we could get the language in place, the policy in place, without having a huge fiscal impact for this fiscal year, and still get at the heart of the issue, which is that there are different varying levels of need in English language proficiency. That concludes my opening comments on the amendment.
Thank you. Are there any other senators who would like to speak on the amendment? Senator Giddens, you were recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to first express my support for additional funding for ELL programs. This is absolutely something we need to do. I appreciate Senator Sinclair bringing this forward. I would like to ask a couple of questions. Senator Sinclair, would you yield to a question?
Certainly.
Thank you. I just want to make sure we know exactly what the fiscal impact will be. In the original version of the bill, the Senate version, and in the amended version that we're doing now to match the House. So could you tell me what those numbers are in terms of dollar amounts for both versions of the bill, please?
I'm sorry, I don't have the fiscal note for our version in front of me because we were amending it, and so I know that the fiscal impact for the amended version will be about $80,000 for the upcoming fiscal year.
Okay. We tried to do a little bit of that math ourselves and just wanted to try to confirm with you. It looks to us that the original version, the Senate file, was somewhere around $6 million, the additional dollars that we would have appropriated from the state to school districts for this purpose. And for the fiscal year 2023, LSA fiscal note says that the amended version would only add $73,000 of additional funding for state aid to school districts for ELL programs. I wish we had stuck with our version. I think that we need to fund these programs more substantially. I think we have the resources to do that. So I would urge a no vote on this amendment, although I am overall supportive of what we're trying to accomplish here. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Senator Kornbach, you're recognized.
Yeah, I join Senator Giddens. I would prefer the original version of the bill. For the less intensive group of students, which I'm told is probably 80%, you're actually proposing, with the amendment, proposing to reduce their weighting from 0.22 to 0.21. That sounds pretty small. It winds up being $70-$75 per kid. I don't think that this program is all that generously funded as it is. So I'm going to be a no on the amendment, even though I appreciate the overall effort to devote more resources to those who have more intensive needs.
Thank you, Senator. The chair recognizes Senator Trone-Garriott.
Thank you all for bringing forth this effort. I'm in opposition to the amendment because it's not as good as the original Senate file proposes. And I was on a call with ELL instructors in the Des Moines Public School District a few weeks back, and they shared about those staff, the amount of support they provide, not just to that child, but to the entire family, to make sure that they can facilitate good education for that child. I mean, making sure that those families understand how to use computers, they understand the processes that they might be brand new to being new to the country, making sure that they can stay housed, making sure they've got the food they need, even just simple things that we take for granted living in Iowa, that we know how to dress appropriately for the weather. All of the support that needs to wrap around that student, that family, to make sure that they can achieve their educational goals. And that's pretty expensive. That's really labor intensive to be able to have those individuals who can really be there for those families. And that's why I speak in favor of sticking with that original amount. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Sinclair, you are in order for closing comments on the amendment.
Thank you to everyone who spoke on this, and your points are well taken. That being said, in order for us to move to advance good policy language, we need to deal with the fiscal realities. So I would move the amendment to Senate File 430.
Thank you. Senator Sinclair has moved adoption of the amendment. Senator Kornbach, how would you like to vote? Roll call has been requested.
Aye.
Senator Sinclair votes aye.
Taylor.
Aye. Senator Taylor votes aye.
Senator Kornbach.
No. Senator Kornbach votes no.
Senator Carlin.
Senator Carlin votes aye.
Senator Selsey.
Senator Selsey votes no.
Senator Knoyer.
Senator Knoyer votes aye.
Senator
Gidden votes no.
Senator
Goodwin votes aye.
Senator Johnson
votes aye.
Senator
Cryenbrink votes aye.
Senator
Rosenboom votes aye.
Senator
J. Smith votes no.
Senator
Sweeney votes aye.
Senator
Tron Garriott votes no.
Senator
Zahn votes aye. The result is 10 ayes and 10, sorry, 10 ayes and five nays. Thank you. So the amendment does pass. We are now back on the bill itself. Are there any comments that senators would like to make on this bill? Seeing no discussion, Senator Claire, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move Senate File 430 as amended.
Senator Sinclair has moved passage of Senate File 430. Senator Kornbach, how would you like to vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. The bill passes and will move to the calendar as amended under Rule 40. I will now turn the chair back over to Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. We're now up next for Senate File 452 with an amendment with Senator Knoyer. Senator Knoyer, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. The subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Kornbach, and Senator Sweeney recommend passage with amendment, with all three signing.
You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate File 452 establishes a learning recovery task force that evaluates the degree and types of learning losses students enrolled in pre-K through grade 12 experience due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The task force will recommend remedial measures and options that seem justified and practical to help with learning recovery. The bill lists the stakeholders that should be involved and requires a report to the General Assembly by December 30th, 2021, and there is an amendment.
You're in order for opening comments on the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment addresses concerns that were brought up in the subcommittee that ensure that we get a comprehensive view of the learning loss across the state. The amendment adds small, medium, and large district representation for superintendents and school board members. It also requires the report to include a breakdown of learning loss based on the method of instruction so that we can look at the impacts of in-person, hybrid, and continuous remote learning. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on the amendment? Senator Kornbach, you're in order.
I want to thank my Senate colleagues for their good work on this bill and thank them for bringing forward the amendment. It does reflect the discussion we had. I hope everybody will support it.
Seeing no further discussion on the amendment, Senator Knoyer, you're in order for closing comments.
I move the amendment.
Senator Knoyer has moved the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment passes. We are now back on the bill. Does anyone wish to speak to the bill as amended? Seeing no one, Senator Knoyer, you're in order for closing comments on Senate File 452 as amended.
I move the bill as amended.
Senator Knoyer has moved Senate File 452 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The bill passes and will be placed on the calendar under Rule 40. Up next, we have Senate Study Bill 1219 with an amendment. Senator Johnson, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. Your subcommittees of Senators Taylor, Smith, and Johnson met with Taylor's and myself signing off on the bill.
Senator Johnson, you're in order for opening comments.
1219 makes a number of changes to private instruction and parent-taught driver's education. The bill does the following. Makes changes to language in 299A to clarify the distinction between CPI and IPI. Changes some reporting and evaluation dates for CPI students due to the change in the statewide assessment. It allows all homeschool students to use parent-taught driver's education. Reduces the number of street and highway hours from 40 to 30 for parent-taught driver's education. It clarifies that parents can work in tandem to offer parent-taught driver's education, and there is an amendment.
Senator Johnson, you're in order for opening comments on the amendment.
Thank you. The amendment adds training about sharing of the road with pedestrians to parent-taught driver's education. The amendment also strikes the addition of courses that meet the requirements of Section 321.178, subsection 1, paragraph A, to the definition of approved course. The amendment changes a reporting date from August 31st to August 1 to alleviate the concern by the Department of Ed and ensure the information is collected prior to the start of the school year. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator, you're in order for closing comments.
I move the amendment to the bill.
Senator Johnson has moved the amendment to Senate Study Bill 1219. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The amendment passes. We are now back on the bill as amended. Is there further discussion on the bill as amended? Senator Smith, you are in order.
Thank you. I would ask the body to resist this. With that said, we know that homeschooling can be effective, and we know education has a profound effect on people. I'm uncomfortable with, I'll need my glasses for this, combining competent private instruction along with, let me get the terms right, I believe it's independent private instruction, and removing oversight. We don't know how many kids are in homeschool. This will further exasperate the state not having any idea of how many kids are being schooled at home. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Smith. Senator Trone-Garrett, you're in order.
I'd like to ask Senator Johnson to yield.
Senator Johnson, will you yield?
Yes.
Senator Johnson, why does the bill eliminate the number of instructional hours currently required concerning substance abuse and railroad crossing safety?
I don't know if I know that particular unless it had something to do with through the insurance. I know the hours dropped that were required by the insurance company from 40 to 30. So I don't know if that was tied to that or not.
But those specific areas of training and education are eliminated by this bill. I just want to understand the justification for that. They seem very relevant to this, you know, good education when you're operating a motor vehicle.
Yeah, I think that there's enough in the code already that would instruct the parents on what they need to do to teach the child to drive. So that's what I would believe is the answer.
Okay, thank you.
Seeing no further discussions, Senator Johnson, you're in order for closing comments on Senate Study Bill 1219 as amended.
Thank you. I move the bill as amended.
Senator Johnson has moved the bill as amended. Senator Quirnbach has requested a record roll call vote. Senator Taylor votes aye.
Senator Quirnbach?
No.
Senator Quirnbach votes no.
Senator Carlin?
Aye.
Senator Carlin votes aye.
Senator Selsey?
No.
Senator Selsey votes no.
Senator Knoyer?
Aye.
Senator Knoyer votes aye.
Senator Giddens?
No.
Senator Giddens votes no.
Senator Goodwin?
Aye.
Senator Goodwin votes aye.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Senator Kreinbrink?
Aye.
Senator Kreinbrink votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye.
Senator Smith J.
No.
Senator Smith votes no.
Senator Sweeney?
Aye.
Senator Sweeney votes aye.
Senator Trone-Garriott?
No.
Senator Trone-Garriott votes no.
Senator Zahn?
Aye.
Senator Zahn votes aye. The vote being 10-5, the bill passes and will be placed on the calendar under Rule 40. Let's see, that takes us in our agenda item to Senate Study Bill 1231. Senator Knoyer, do you have a subcommittee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. The Senate Study Bill 1231, the subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Sinclair, and Senator Trone-Garriott recommend passage with all three signing.
Senator, you're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Study Bill 1231 requires the Board of Educational Examiners to adopt rules in consultation with the Iowa Department of Education, establishing a statement of professional recognition for licensed behavior analysts by August 1st, 2021. The bill includes emergency rulemaking for the BOEE. That concludes my opening remarks.
So further discussion on Senate Study Bill 1231? Senator Trone-Garriott, you are in order.
I thank the body for bringing this bill forward. It sounds like it was a long process with a lot of folks involved to make this rule change in order to allow for this really important resource to be available to our schools and for hiring of those staff. Senator Knoyer, would you yield?
Senator Knoyer, would you yield?
Yes.
So I appreciate that this bill allows for the emergency rulemaking measure so that this can be accomplished by August 1st. But I wonder, is there something structural for the Board of Educational Examiners that made this delay so lengthy? Or is it something with their workload? Do you understand the nature of the delay?
I don't understand the nature of the delay, but I do know that it's been a two-year process, and we need to get it done so that we can give some credibility to these positions so they can get hired and start helping our kids.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. Just trying to understand what's that underlying thing that's holding it up, but I'm glad that we're getting this done. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Trone-Garriott. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Knoyer, you're in order for closing comments on the bill.
I move the bill.
Senator Knoyer has moved Senate Study Bill 1231. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The bill passes and will be placed on the calendar under Rule 40. I believe that concludes our business. I appreciate your all hard work as we have moved through our first funnel here. And with that being said, Senator Goodwin moves we adjourn.